Good afternoon. What's going on, guys? Let's open it right up.
Hey, couldn't help but notice the kid next to you today. You're at the point, you're a veteran now, man. When you're working with someone like Parker, like what are you trying to do next to him? Is there anything you can really help
with? Yeah, Big Park, man, he's a good guy, working hard out there. I think he's a great addition to our offensive line. It was kind of cool to get next to him and help him out. It's kind of a whirlwind when you get in there with the ones. And so anything I can do to help him, we're just shuffling the line around like Coach Reed always does and trying guys in different spots. So, just another combination.
If you're somewhere you guys you guys communicate before plays and you identify stuff. When you're there, he's kind of got to know his job, but mm-hmm. Just in general, what can you say to him before the play to kind of get him on the right path?
Hope
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between, communicating before the play and then, over-communicating. If you're talking when the cadence is going, you're going to miss the snap count. So, we just try to know what we're doing before we get up there, make as few calls as possible. Mitch is doing a great job in the center there and, getting us going the right direction. It all starts with him and, we all go off him. There's a lot of plays we don't even need to talk. We're kind of, at the point with this offensive line where, we're all on the same page. And, so it's going good.
With Big Zach, when Zach's next to you, are you guys
pretty set? Zach's played a bunch of ball now, and but at the same time, Park's picking it up quick. Anybody, we're all working out there. Still got a lot to learn. You're never done learning, so take it one day at a time.
Mitchell Schwartz had mentioned he's still trying to play catch up with the offense. Obviously, has he come to you and asked you for any advice or pointers on how to play offensive line in the system?
For sure. We both, communicate. He's a very good player, and I'll ask him questions too. He's pretty good with his technique, and so he can help me in that part. And obviously, you go into a new system, it's not going to come day one, and there's a lot to learn, especially in this offense. And we just try to take it day at a time, and communicate with each other, and we all try to make each other better.
How big of an addition do you feel like he's going to be to that room and that offensive line?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's one of our oldest guys, actually, and he's definitely a veteran. He played with Joe Thomas out in Cleveland, so that's a great guy to learn from, and so he's got a lot, in his arsenal, and he's bringing that in the room also.
I feel like there's a big opportunity for the offensive line this year. It seems like in years past, you guys are dealing with injury or one thing or the other. It seems like this year, everybody's kind of set and ready to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be great. I can't even count how many guards I've played next to. It would be great if, we could get something going where, we can just have, five guys stay healthy. It's not easy in this league, to stay healthy for 16 games with five guys. But, it's part of the game. You make adjustments. Sometimes you got to shuffle around and, you just got to do what you got
to
do.
Fish, you've been doing this long enough to be comfortable asking this. Normally in this league you see lines, like the good ones, they've got kind of not a reputation, but they've kind of got an attitude about them, right? Just they have a reputation in a sense. I'm curious, what do you want opponents to know about the Chiefs' offensive line? What do you want them to say after they faced you guys?
Yeah, I think that all starts in the run game. And, I thought we did a pretty good job with that last year. Our numbers, kind of spoke for themselves and on the ground. And, we're working to get better in, our pass protection and, keeping Alex clean. You definitely want to build that line where it's just D-lines are saying, man, we got to play the Chiefs this week. And, Coach Reed's big thing is, it all starts in the trenches with O-line, D-line. And, he'll tell us that before every game. And, we take that to heart. We've been building this thing for multiple years now. And I think we're getting to that point where we're just about there and, getting ready to go.
Along those same lines of reputation, that block against Watt in the playoffs become a popular one for fans. How much have you heard about that since
I try to stay away from it all. I'm just looking forward to the future, man. Obviously, plays like that do some good things for you, but I guess I really didn't got much to say about it, but it is what it is.
So it wasn't some watershed play for you, it was just another down.
Yeah, you try to do your own job. It's it's funny how one play can change the whole perspective on things, but just getting ready for the season.
Eric, off the beaten path, there's a photo floating out there of Chiefs offensive lineman paintball last week. How did that come about?
I think J-Mac set that up. You know, I think it was really fun, man. And I think it was a really good team building thing. You know, just doing something outside of football with all the guys. You know, obviously, you know, at our ages, you know, everyone's got their own thing to do. But you know, take a day away and get everyone together and do something like that. And it was really fun.
Who won?
I don't know. We just split the teams up. You know, we just had some fun. I think at the end, it's like you got hit, kind of wipe it off and keep playing. But you know, those games go quick. But yeah, we had a lot of fun out there.
Doing it,
because
it seemed like just from the photo of you were decked out.
No, I used to play back in Michigan, back in like middle school, high school, and but I haven't played in a while, so it was fun. We all went out and bought all our paintball guns and all the gear and stuff, and I don't know, I found a ghillie suit somewhere. So it was fun, but yeah, definitely a good time.
Last one.
Hey, Fish, you look a little bulkier than maybe last year. Where are you at strength-wise this year? Do you feel better?
Yeah, I'm the strongest I've been in a very long time. You know, you hate bringing up the surgeries again, but, you know, it definitely sent me back a little bit. And, you know, I just really went hard at the weights this year. And, you know, I'm finally able to lift those heavy weights like I used to back in college. And I'm definitely feeling good, feeling strong.
Where were you at weight-wise? What were you measuring?
I'm holding 320 really well. You know, I feel good. Obviously, when you gain 10, 15 pounds in the off season, got to get used to it for a little bit. Yeah, I think, you know, last year probably wasn't, you know, as lean of weight, and you know, but I'm feeling real good right now.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.